Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. The question that I ask and that I have for you today is, are you a believer? Like many of us, as we were growing up and hearing the stories of Santa Claus, we were asked if we believed in Santa Claus. And there was a process that we went through as children, for many of us, of really a process of discovery, of exploration, of overcoming our doubt and limitations and believing. And what I see for us as spiritual beings is that we are always in this process of learning to believe. And there's three areas that during this meditation I'm going to invite you to believe in. First one is to believe in God. I want you to believe that there's a presence and power at work in your life, moving through you, that created you, that is the presence and power of the Almighty. And I want you to believe, the second thing is that like Jesus, you were created in that image and in that likeness. So the first one is to believe in God. Second one is to believe that you were created in the image and likeness of that power. And the third thing is to believe in possibilities. To believe in great, big, wonderful possibilities that are greater than your past and greater than your doubt and greater than your fear. And I believe that that's truly why Jesus came into the world. He came into the world to demonstrate God. To demonstrate that he was one with God. And he was trying to teach us that we could be believers too. That we could believe in the presence and power of God that's within us. So let's begin. Take a deep breath. And I want you to feel the presence and power of God within you. To truly be a believer, that you're created in the image and likeness of God, that God's right here. God is in you and all around you. That you're connected to all that God is. And the same presence and power that moved through Jesus Christ is moving through you right now. I want you to believe in God. And I want you to believe in you. And I want you to believe in possibilities that are greater than you've ever known before. For me, this is truly the meaning of Christmas, that I believe. That I believe in God, and I believe in the power of God in me. And I believe in possibilities for my life and for the world that are greater than we've ever touched before. And I believe that that's why Jesus came. That's the true message, is that we can believe. We can believe in God. We can believe that the power of God is within us. And we can believe in possibilities. Big, fat, juicy possibilities of a life that is greater than we've ever known before. Greater love, greater joy, greater peace, greater power than we've ever known before. I am a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. And when I move into my doubt, when I move into my fear, when I move into my worry or my fears, I need to come back to the truth that I am a believer. That I believe in God. I believe the power of God's in me. And I believe that there are possibilities for my life that are greater than I can ever imagine. I am a believer. And then in those times of doubt and fear, there's something so powerful about hearing myself say, I am a believer. I am a believer. I am a believer. I believe. God, I believe. God, I believe that there is a presence and power that created me, that created the universe, that created everything. And that power is pure intelligence, pure love, pure goodness. Manifesting and expressing through each one of us. And I believe that all people were created out of that image and out of that power, out of that presence, out of that spirit. That we are all pure expressions of the divine. And I believe in possibilities for my life and for my world that are greater than I've ever known before. I believe in all the possibilities of God. I believe. And feel as you affirm that you are a believer how the doubts and fears begin to wash away. That all the disappointments, all the insecurities, all the limitations just wash away as you become a believer. That Christmas calls us back into being a believer. And in reality, as we become a believer, it sets up a new year that it could be greater than we've ever known before. That I want you to believe. I want you to believe in God. I want you to believe that you're created in the image and likeness of God. And I want you to believe in possibilities for your life and for your family and for the world that are infinitely greater than you've ever known before. I am a believer. I am. I'm a believer. I believe that Jesus came into the world to teach us to be believers. He came into a world of lack and limitation, persecution. And I believe that he believed. He believed in God. He believed in the power of God that was within him. And he asks each of us today to become believers in a greater way. I believe, God, I believe. I believe in God. I believe that God is within me, and I believe in infinite possibilities. I believe. I want you to speak those words to every cell of your body, to every experience in your life. In a moment of silence now, I want you just to quiet your mind and let the power of God in you do a mighty work, healing you, blessing you, restoring you, that you might completely believe in God, completely believe in yourself, and completely believe in greater possibilities. I believe in God. I believe that I'm the living expression of God, and I believe in possibilities. There's so many ways that the Christmas story invites us to be believers. To believe in God, to believe in ourselves, to believe in greater possibilities for ourselves, for our families, for our world. That we move out of the fears and limitations of the past, and we Allow our mind and heart and soul to be focused on being a believer. I believe. I believe. I believe. I do. I believe. I believe in the possibilities, so I give thanks and I rejoice in this day. I rejoice in this Christmas season, and I dedicate to my life to believing in the power of God in me. And so it is. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Christmas season. Know that I'm holding you in prayer, that your life is just blessed beyond words. God bless you, friend. Have a great week.